Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. We are talking 24-hour world championships from Borrego Springs with Mick Walsh. Mick, sounds like you had a great sleep last night.
Yeah, for an hour.
Okay. How busy has it been? I know there's a lot of people out there. Is it pretty loud and exciting throughout the evening as the riders are going through?
Yeah, there's a great camaraderie there. Mark Scarpole and it's been doing great support, helping everybody out, and everyone's just friendly and chatty. And Dex is here. Dex Cook is in the pit, and Tony is here too.
They're not necessarily with a specific rider. They're just running around helping people out.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, anybody who needs help, there's always somebody there to help. Generally, though, the people that are self-supported just go over to the self-supported area where the bags and stuff are. It's just people who are supported are helping each other, you know, whereas the self-supported go over to where, you know, they drop their cooler in the bag. So, I mean, if they ask for help, they'd get it, I'm sure.
Now, I know we're going to be really digging into Alex Tillotsine's race, but can you give us just kind of a rundown on any other notable performances that you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, of course, Christoph Strasser is incredible yet again. He is, 360 miles now at this stage, and I think he's like, he must be two laps. I haven't been noticing too much, but he's probably two laps ahead of Marco Ballo, who was 324 miles, and he's the two laps behind. It's pretty incredible.
I was just going to say 324 miles and you're two laps down.
Those guys, you notice those guys don't stop at all. You know, when they come through, they just get their hand ups and keep moving. They haven't put a foot on the ground, I don't think, the whole race.
Now, how about the women's race?
Yeah, there's a lead change. There was, I don't remember her name, the English lady was leading, and then she dropped back and got passed by Joy, I think. She's aiming for Ram 2020, and she has a great support crew with, you know, banners and everything. So, and then Shauna Hogan is in the mix too. I think she's third overall and winning a category. So it's pretty exciting.
Now, Halloween just around the corner. Any good costumes out there?
Yeah, I haven't seen any. I think there might be some in the 12 or 6 hour more so. The 24 hours are too serious.
They want to be as light as possible. So let's get into Alex. How is Alex doing? He started at 6 o'clock.
He started at 5.
At 5, okay.
He got going and just, you know, rode a steady tempo, was doing well. And probably at after about 5 or 6 hours, his back started to bother him on the TT bike. So he switched bikes and cost him a bit of time. And because he'd had the accident and then been off the bike, he's probably, you know, he said he hadn't spent enough time on a TT bike to ride that long. He's a bit below what he was last year, and he knows that. So, but he's been pretty efficient at the stops, and you know, trying to keep it going as much as possible. And but yeah, the competition is so tough here. As you say, he has you know, a very respectable 216 miles for 12 hours, and he's a bit down the field, but getting it done, and you know, ride for 24 hours, and that's what it's all about, what you can do.
Now, we'd like to hear a little bit more about his accident, because we had just mentioned it. We were really pressed for time yesterday because you had to get to the rider meeting, but Alex was hit by a car 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, he was training on a common flat road around one of the lakes, and a van pulled out in front of him. I think he swerved to avoid it, and the car behind couldn't react and hit him, I think, and kind of like, you know, swiped him. Sideswiped him. He and the bike, I mean, he and the bike were pretty much okay, but he's been complaining about his back since he got back. I think beginning of September is when he started training again after his trip to Europe. And he's been complaining about his back. He got sick too, so it's like been tough. He's been a trooper going out here and battling through.
I was going to say, kudos to him for just not dropping out beforehand and heading on out there and doing it. And if there's a guy who doesn't make excuses about what's gone on, it's certainly Alex. I love that about him.
Yeah, it's great.
So how he did take a brief nap this evening, correct?
Yeah. He had, when was it, 5:30 to 6 or so.
And had that been planned?
No, he didn't say, he hadn't indicated any. He was looking to see when the coldest part of the night was. He was going to take a nap, but he was looking to see when the coldest part of the night was and how he felt. And so he just completed his first lap after it, and you know, it takes a while to get going again. So hopefully he'll pick up and maintain, you know, sub hour laps, which would be pretty impressive.
It's amazing how different we are affected by the environment, because I certainly would have been looking for the hottest time of the day to take my break.
Yeah.
So how is he looking? And after the break, is he back on the TT bike, or is he just going to stay with his standard?
He's staying with his standard road bike. He doesn't want to, tweak it back again.
How do you guys communicate? As it's a 18 mile lap, I believe, and is it that long?
Yeah, 17, I think.
17,
yeah.
Okay.
We just talk. You know, I kind of, you know, bring. I'm at the van, and I walk up to the control area, the exchange area, and bring a selection of stuff, and then if he wants something, he'll say, oh, we'll get this next lap, and you know, I need on the best arm warmers, the best knee warmers, and you know, so he pretty much stops every lap, you know, and I give him, you know, check bottles and see what he wants. But I try to give him options too, because I know when you're riding like that, you don't know what you want to eat. So he got off sugar. He was you know, I think after he got off the TT bike, he said his stomach was a little bit, you know, upset. He's like, no sugar. he doesn't need a lot of sugar normally. So he didn't want to make it worse.
Now, Mick, how cold did it get last night? I know it's up in the upper 90s during the day. What was the temperature swing?
It's funny. I mean, it was like, I think the low was 60-ish, something like that. So, I mean, Alex didn't need to put gloves on, but, you know, when you're racing and, you know, the sun goes down and it gets colder, it just feels colder. You know, and then everybody is affected differently by, you know, the just feeling, you know, the temperature not being that cold, but just the difference in temperature.
And then what have the winds been like?
It's been pretty calm. As Alex said, the wind has been from the desert. So I think they still have, I mean, it's calm now, but when they started, there was a tailwind back in Borrego with the Borrego Springs Road, the last stretch, and that's just, you know, everybody calls it the hill, but you know, you go ride it, you know, without, you know, 10 laps in your legs, you think, what hill? But it's a false flat out there, you know, where the...
So they are getting a tailwind on that.
Yeah, they've been getting a tailwind on
nice.
That.
Nice. So you've got about 10 hours of racing left?
Yeah, 5 p.m. Pacific time is the finish. So
12 hours just took off.
Yeah, they started at 5.
And the 6s are going to be getting underway here pretty soon as well. So that road is going to get pretty crowded.
Yeah. You notice it now, even with the 12s in there, a lot more people in the support.
So, yeah, as we wrap up, I'm thinking about the much greater speeds from a lot of new racers coming in. What is that, or how do you see that affecting the 24s? Does that motivate them, or does that maybe make them feel a little like, oh my gosh, I'm going slow?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you just kind of get in. Probably at this point, I would think you're getting in your own zone and just, those guys haven't been riding all night and shut it out. Some people get motivated by it, I guess. And I guess some people probably get demoralized. But you got to just focus on what you're doing and try to keep yourself moving.
Are you having fun crewing, or do you ever wish you were on your bike?
I'm happy I'm crewing. It's great to see this event. It's a good event, and I might do it in the future. So it's good to have this experience, which, like all crewing experiences, you know, it's a great learning.
Well, Mick, it's great chatting with you. All the best to Alex and to all the competitors out at the World Championships in Borrego Springs, and I look forward to checking in with you in a couple of hours.
Okay, thanks, George. I'll talk to you then.
Mick Walsh joining us from Borrego Springs from the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado. I'm George Thomas.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.